Welcome to day 54 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita, your host, and today we are embarking on a new book, the Book of Numbers, the fourth book of the Bible, whose authorship is attributed to Moses. This book is quite a fascinating one. It is named Numbers because in the very first two chapters we see a recounting of the numbering of all the males of the congregation of the Israelites by their families and their tribes, so that Moses would have a sense of exactly who would be able to go forth in war if necessary. But this book could really have been named the Wilderness Wanderings of the Israelites, or maybe the Book of Murmuring, because it records this period of time when the Israelites wandered in the wilderness before actually going into the promised land. And we see them murmuring throughout the entire book. And it's quite a fascinating revelation of God's people walking in unbelief so often, even when they had seen many miracles by the hand of God. And it really speaks to us today, because as New Testament believers, we are required to walk by faith. We are required to trust God in our everyday life. And oftentimes, like the Israelites, even though God has helped us in the past, sometimes we quickly forget and find ourselves struggling to trust God when a crisis comes. And that's exactly what we are going to observe in the book of Numbers. So I believe you will get many, many revelations from this book for your own life and see so many things that are comparable in the walk that the Israelites had with the Lord, and perhaps in your own walk. And I hope that you'll be challenged to truly put your trust in the Lord in every situation that you're facing. Because the Apostle Paul referred to this wilderness experience of the Israelites as actually being an example for us as New Testament believers. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, Paul wrote, "Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition." And it was clearly meaning that all the things the Israelites endured and how they dealt with the Lord and how the Lord dealt with them, all was written down so that we could have their example and learn from it. And I believe you will learn a lot as we progress through the book of Numbers together. These first two chapters, we will see the census of all the males of the congregation of Israel. But once we get past that, you will begin to see some amazing stories. We're going to read about the courage of Joshua and Caleb and the humility of Moses, and see some fascinating stories such as Balaam and his talking donkey and many other things as we progress through the book of Numbers. I believe you'll be blessed. So we're going to begin today reading from the Amplified Translation, Numbers chapters 1 and 2, starting at Numbers verse 1. The Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they came out of the land of Egypt, saying, "Take a census of all the males of the congregation of the Israelites by families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, head by head, from 20 years old and upward, all in Israel who are able to go forth to war. You and Aaron shall number, company by company. And with you there shall be a man to assist you from each tribe, each being the head of his father's house. And these are the names of the men who shall attend you: of Reuben, Elizur son of Shedur; of Simeon, Shelumiel son of Zurishaddai; of Judah, Nashon son of Amminadab; of Issachar, Nathanael son of Zuar; of Zebulun, Eliab son of Helon; of the sons of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama son of Amihud; of Manasseh, Gamaliel son of Pedazur; of Benjamin, Abadan son of Gideoni; of Dan, Ahiezer son of Amishaddai; of Asher, Pagiel son of Ochran; of Gad, Eliasaph, son of Duel, of Naphtali, Ahira, son of Enan. These were those chosen from the congregation, the leaders of their ancestral tribes, heads of thousands, the highest class of officers in Israel. And Moses and Aaron took these men who have been named and assembled all the congregation on the first day of the second month. And they declared their ancestry after their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names from 20 years old and upward, head by head, as the Lord commanded Moses. So he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. The sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, head by head, every male from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go to war, those of the tribe of Reuben numbered 46,500. Of the sons of Simeon, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, those numbered of them according to the number of names, head by head, every male, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go to war, those of the tribe of Simeon numbered 59,300. Of the sons of Gad, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names from 20 years old and upward, all who are able to go to war, those of the tribe of Gad numbered 45,650. Of the sons of Judah, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, all able to go to war, those of the tribe of Judah numbered 74,600. Of the sons of Issachar, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, all able to go to war, those of the tribe of Issachar numbered 54,400. Of the sons of Zebulun, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, all able to go to war, those of the tribe of Zebulun numbered 57,400. Of the sons of Joseph, the sons of Ephraim, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, all able to go to war, those of the tribe of Ephraim numbered 40,500. Of the sons of Manasseh, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, all able to go to war, those of the tribe of Manasseh numbered 32,200. Of the sons of Benjamin, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, all able to go to war, those of the tribe of Benjamin numbered 35,400. Of the sons of Dan, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, all able to go to war, those of the tribe of Dan numbered 62,700. Of the sons of Asher, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, all able to go to war, those of the tribe of Asher numbered 41,500. Of the sons of Naphtali, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, all able to go to war, those of the tribe of Naphtali numbered 53,400. These were numbered by Moses and Aaron, the leaders of Israel, 12 men, each representing his father's house. So all those numbered of the Israelites by their father's houses, from 20 years old and upward, able to go to war in Israel, all who were numbered were 603,550. But the Levites by their father's tribe were not numbered with them, for the Lord had said to Moses, "Only the tribe of Levi you shall not number in the census of the Israelites, but appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony and over all its vessels and furnishings and all things that belong to it. They shall carry the tabernacle when journeying and all its furnishings, and they shall minister to it and encamp around it. When the tabernacle is to go forward, the Levites shall take it down, and when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up. And the excluded, any not of the tribe of Levi, who approach the tabernacle, shall be put to death. The Israelites shall pitch their tents by their companies, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own tribal standard. But the Levites shall encamp around the tabernacle of the testimony, that there may be no wrath upon the congregation of the Israelites. And the Levites shall keep charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. Thus did the Israelites, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so they did. Chapter 2. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "The Israelites shall encamp, each by his own tribal standard or banner, with the ensign of his father's house, opposite the tent of meeting and facing it on every side. On the east side, toward the sunrise, shall they of the standard of the camp of Judah encamp by their companies, Nashon son of Amminadab being the leader of the sons of Judah. Judah's host, as numbered, totaled 74,600. Next to Judah, the tribe of Issachar shall encamp, Nethanel, son of Zuar, being the leader of the sons of Issachar. Issachar's host, as numbered, totaled 54,400. Then the tribe of Zebulun, Eliab, son of Helon, being the leader of the sons of Zebulun. Zebulun's host, as numbered, totaled 57,400. All these three tribes numbered in the camp of Judah totaled 186,400. They shall set forth first on the march. On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben, by their companies, the leader of the sons of Reuben being Elizur, son of Shedur. Reuben's host, as numbered, totaled 46,500. Those who encamp next to Reuben shall be the tribe of Simeon, the leader of the sons of Simeon being Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai. Simeon's host, as numbered, totaled 59,300. Then the tribe of Gad, the leader of the sons of Gad being Eliasaph, son of Reuel. Gad's host, as numbered, totaled 45,650. The whole number in the three tribes of the camp of Reuben was 151,450. They shall take second place on the march. Then the tent of meeting shall set out, with the camp of the Levites in the midst of the camps. As they encamp, so shall they set forward, every man in his place, standard after standard. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim by their companies, the leader of the sons of Ephraim being Elishama, son of Ammihud. Ephraim's host, as numbered, totaled 40,500. Beside Ephraim shall be the tribe of Manasseh, the leader of the sons of Manasseh being Gamaliel, son of Pedazur. Manasseh's host, as numbered, totaled 32,200. Then the tribe of Benjamin, the leader of the sons of Benjamin being Abidan, son of Gideoni. Benjamin's host, as numbered, totaled 35,400. The whole number of the three tribes in the camp of Ephraim totaled 108,100. They shall go forward in third place. The standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north side of the tabernacle by their companies, the leader of the sons of Dan being Ahiezer, son of Amishaddai. Dan's host, as numbered, totaled 62,700. And camp next to Dan shall be the tribe of Asher, the leader of the sons of Asher being Pagiel, son of Ochran. Asher's host, as numbered, totaled 41,500. Then the tribe of Naphtali, the leader of the sons of Naphtali, being Ahira, son of Enan. Naphtali's host, as numbered, totaled 53,400. The whole number of the three tribes in the camp of Dan totaled 157,600. They shall set out last, standard after standard. These are the Israelites, as numbered by their fathers' houses. All in the camps who were numbered by their companies were 603,550. But the Levites were not numbered with the Israelites, for so the Lord commanded Moses. Thus the Israelites did, according to all the Lord commanded Moses. So they encamped by their standards, and so they set forward, everyone with his tribal families, according to his father's house. This is the end of today's scripture reading. What an amazing picture we saw in these first two chapters of the book of Numbers. I want you to try to imagine this in your mind. Here is this ragtag group of ex-slaves who are now out in the wilderness, but the Lord their God, Yahweh, Jehovah, he is bringing order, divine order to this group. We heard that the total number of men was over 600,000, those who were over the age of 20 years old, who could be numbered as part of an army that would be ready to fight if necessary. But scholars tell us that with the women and the children, and together with the men, that this group of Israelites would have numbered somewhere around 3 million people. Can you imagine 3 million people out in this wasteland of a wilderness, and yet God himself was bringing a divine order to this group? And not only that, the Lord knew every single one of them by name. Do you know that God knows your name? God knows the name of your family. God knows exactly where you are. That's the picture that we get from this story in the beginning of the book of Numbers. Because imagine this group of 3 million people, and at the very center of their encampment is this amazing structure called the Tent of Meeting, or the Tabernacle of Moses. It's in the very center. And then grouped around the Tabernacle of Meeting were the Levites, who were to stand guard spiritually around it. And then at the north and the south and the east and the west corners were the different tribes as ordered by the Lord, and the families within each of those tribes. And God knew every single name of every single tribe, every single family within the tribe, every single leader of each family. It's an amazing picture of God who knows his people. In 2 Timothy 2:19, the scripture, New Testament scripture, tells us the Lord knows those who are his. Isn't that beautiful? The Lord knows those who are his. And then in Malachi, we find another beautiful reference that tells us a scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. Are you a person that fears the Lord, that honors his name? Do you know that you are written on a scroll? Because you're one of those who fears God. God knows your name. God knows your family. God knows where you're at. And God knows how to lead you out of any wilderness you may be in at this moment. So imagine this picture. God has perfectly ordered these 3 million or so people and centered them around his presence, because the middle of that encampment was that tent of meeting, which was the place where the glory of the Lord or the presence of God would dwell. And it's a word to us today. Is your life centered around the presence of God? And then think about it inside that tent of meeting, in the very most holy place, is the picture of the Ark of the Covenant. And what was inside the Ark of the Covenant? The tables or the tablets of the covenant, which was the Ten Commandments. So you could say the Word of God was in the center and the presence of God was around it. And the mercy seat was over the law, meaning that God's mercy is precious, and even though he has standards, his mercy is always speaking to us. So is your life centered around God's presence, around God's word? That's how God ordered it for the Israelites, and that's how God wants our lives ordered today, where his word and his presence is primary in our lives, is at the center of our lives. And then the beautiful picture of the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud leading the people forward. And that is representative to us of the Holy Spirit today. We have God's word. We have God's presence. We have God's Holy Spirit to lead us. So regardless of how desperate or barren or difficult any wilderness situation you may be in right now, God is able to lead you and guide you as long as you keep him in the center of everything that has to do with your life. That's the call of God on our lives as New Testament believers, and that's the picture that we can receive from the book of Numbers. And so as we progress through this book, I believe you will pick up much that will be helpful for your everyday walk with the Lord, and good encouragements and admonitions on how to keep your life centered around God's presence, God's word, and his Holy Spirit. God bless you and give you a victorious week.